Hello, Mary.
Oh.
And Susie, hi, good evening.
Good evening. So I set this up. It starts recording immediately, and then that way I don't have to remember. So just so you know. Well, can you hear me?
Good evening. I can hear you.
All right.
Bing, bing. Oh, my. Okay.
Hey, Mary, could you let Barbara in? Barbara Elizalditurri?
Sorry. You know what? They're popping in so quickly, I hit the wrong person. Yes.
Do me a favor, or make me a co-host, and I
I
can. Oh,
did.
there
I
she
got
is.
you as a co-host, and I'm gonna make Barbara too.
Yeah, both of us are co-hosts, please. It's doesn't.
Okay, hello everybody.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. So we are gonna have the Spanish globe.
I'm sorry.
Al final.
Hi, everybody.
There you
Hello,
are.
Blanca. How are you guys? Good. Is your hair blonder?
It sure is. Now it looks like
I think
it.
it's the lighting.
I think it's the lighting.
Yeah, it must be the lighting. It looks very blonde on the
Yeah.
bottom.
I would love to try that. I'm afraid, though. It looks
You
good
could.
on you.
Thank you. You would look good in it
Thanks.
I
We'll
might
just
try it
have some
over
wonder.
Thanksgiving, maybe I might give it a try.
There you
Hey,
go.
it hides the grays very well.
I'm embracing the silver.
Easier, huh?
Yeah.
My
My mom is all white, and
mom too.
she did like a little bit of blue. Her hairdresser put in some blue.
How pretty.
It really looks cool, though. It does.
Mary, do
Oh,
you
there
want
we go.
you will just want me to share when Tom goes up, right?
Yeah, from what I
Okay.
mean, actually, if you could share, I'll put the links in the chat, but if
Okay.
you could share your screen for the other items, that would be awesome.
For all of them,
Yeah,
then
could you?
let me set up my computer like that, and I will do that right now.
Last month, I thought I had the links going directly to each of the items. This month, I tried to do the same thing, and it's all generic. So I'll play
Okay.
around with it again next time. Just,
Just make sure you put me as either I. Well, everybody can
I'll
share the
put
screen.
you as co-host.
Okay, perfect. That's perfect. That'll work fine. I just want to put all set up all the ones out there before.
Sure, no problem. Thank you. I don't think I'm seeing everybody in the waiting room.
You don't need the sign-in sheet to be up, right?
No, I'll put it in the chat, but I think I understand that if I'm going to have to keep putting it in, so I haven't put it in the chat yet.
Mary, would you be posting the instructions in the waiting room, the interpretation instructions?
I can. That's the one thing I didn't do last time. I think you guys were doing that.
Okay.
Do you mind doing it?
No,
Or is
not
it
at all.
okay?
Barbara can she has it, so she's going to be doing it. Let me ask her.
Okay, thanks. Feel like I missed someone.
They're gonna post them on the chat. I have them.
The links?
The documents is what I was talking about.
Yeah, if you'll share those on your screen, then I've got the links to put in the chat. What happened?
Do we need both agenda Spanish and English so I can know?
I don't thing. So we've only done the English before.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. How many we got on?
I have...
Oh, I see, 31. Cool.
Yeah. So I made you a co-host. That's probably why you can see it. I don't know that you'll necessarily need it, but I figured while I'm at it.
Debbie.
Hi.
So good to see your face. It's so weird not being around people.
My face or?
Well, no, it's just weird not seeing everybody.
I know.
So, I mean, and I think I didn't get That's to see you at time. All. Last meeting, we were all on.
Yes. That's right. At the executive meeting, I think I was off. I was having problems with my computer, I think, which is ongoing, my life saga.
Yeah. My poor son is getting, having webcam issues, and I'm just, it's.
Yeah. Drives me nuts.
Is everybody coming in?
I have not let everyone in yet. I was just. One more minute. I just want to make sure we've got all of our staff.
Awesome. I feel special.
It's Jeff!
I know, Jeff. I ended up hitting you welcome. You're here early.
You are special.
You are.
I love that Barbara has, her name is Spanish Barbara. Barbara, you're so funny.
What did you say about Barbara?
Yeah, you're just wonderful.
I said I love your screen name, and it I just love that. I think that's wonderful.
Spanish Barbara?
Yes, I love it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, now that if I think about it, it seems that I'm from Spain or something.
No, I think it's perfect because if people are trying to figure out how to get in touch with you in the chat, they can just go straight to
Spanish. Sometimes I put Barbara Spanish, or but then they told me to put Spanish. But if I, like Rodolfo, put Spanish interpreter, but then they don't know how to name you.
Oh,
I have to read the whole thing.
You don't want to be referred to as interpreter all the time, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, but depending on the meeting, this is a large meeting, it's okay. But small meetings, sometimes the parents feel more, they like to know who you are.
So oh, yeah.
Especially when you turn off the image, the mm-hmm. screen, then yeah. It's just very impersonal.
So I think we have... our executive team and most of our team here. So it's 6:30. I'm gonna allow everyone in. Once I
Sounds
find
good.
That button, because I thought I could do it for a second. Give me a second. Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And hopefully Great. We have.
Is there a way to let everybody in?
Yeah, you can admit all at the top. Do you want me to go ahead?
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks. Oh, wait, I see it now. All right.
Okay, Mary, let me know when you want me to make the announcement.
Okay. It looks like the waiting room is almost empty, so let's wait maybe like 30 more seconds. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. We're just letting everyone in from the waiting room, and we will make our official announcements in just a moment.
Bienvenidos sean todos. Estamos dejando que entren todos de la sala de espera y haremos nuestro anuncio oficial en solo un momento.
I don't hear any. Oh, I was gonna say I don't hear any more little ding dings.
All right, I'm pasting the sign-in sheet for the first time. All right, let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, so first we'll do the interpretation. If you want to talk about Rodolfo, if you want to talk about available.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Welcome. I'm going to make a brief announcement regarding Spanish interpretation for this meeting. Muy buenas tardes a todos, bienvenidos. Voy a hacer un breve anuncio sobre interpretación en español para esta junta. First, I'll do it in English. For this session, we will be using interpretation services in Spanish. After the session has started, you will see a little world globe icon at the bottom of your screen. If you are joining us today on a cell phone, however, you need to touch the three little dots on the screen until you see the more option. And there in the more option, you're going to see the interpretation options. Please select English so that you can hear the presenter in English and also what the interpreter interprets from the other languages into English. Also, do not select mute original audio or you will not be able to hear the presenter. So make sure everybody has to choose a language. So if you're joining us today and you want to listen to the presentation in English, make sure you go either to the bottom globe and push English or to the three dots for the more option and select English. Thank you. Buenas tardes una vez más. Para esta sesión usaremos servicios de interpretación en español. Después de iniciar la sesión, aparecerá un pequeño icono redondo en forma de mundo, la parte inferior o la parte de abajo de su pantalla. Si nos acompañan hoy en teléfono celular, por favor toquen los tres puntitos en su pantalla para que aparezca la opción de More, M-O-R-E, More o más en español. Y ahí ustedes verán las opciones de interpretación. Si necesitan servicios de interpretación, por favor seleccionen la palabra Spanish o español en las opciones de idiomas. Y después, por favor, vayan al chat, que se encuentra también abajo, y escriban la palabra español. Nosotros comenzaremos a interpretar en cuanto veamos la palabra español en el chat. Si solo desean escuchar a los intérpretes y no a los presentadores en inglés, también seleccionen Mute Original Audio. Y así desactivarán el micrófono del presentador en inglés. Muchas gracias. Thank you. And you may go ahead, Mary. And
all right. I'm going to hit the interpretation button now so that we can make our selections. Please note that this meeting is being recorded. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. I love that we have so many people at this meeting because it's online. I just think that is amazing. So welcome everyone to our District Advisory Council meeting. Did you already do the Zoom primer?
No, I can do that now. It's short and quick.
So first on the list is the Zoom primer. We have Mary from San Diego Unified to explain that to us.
All right, everyone. So as we work through the presentation, we will share our screen for any applicable handouts, and I will periodically place the links for the handouts in the chat. And throughout the meeting, I will also post the sign-in sheet. Please click on the link for the sign-in sheet and add your name, sign your name electronically. You can just type it in to indicate that you were here. That's the way we'll be able to confirm that we have quorum and give your school credit for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. So first on our agenda tonight is the approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting. And I hope everyone had a chance to review it. It's always online to be able to review it. Oh, and there Mary has it up because she's so fast like that. And so what we will need is a first and a second. And if you could, are we unmuting or are we typing, Mary? Remind me.
Let's try typing.
Okay. Yeah, so in your chat at the bottom of your screen, it says chat. If you open it, it says type message here. Make sure that the two says everyone in waiting room so that it goes to everyone and not just one person. So we have Gage motions to accept the agenda, and that is Jeff. And if I could get a second for the agenda, Chris Dumb from Crown Point. I cannot edit the sign. Okay. No need to edit the sign-in sheet. We will get to that. And then Tim Downing seconds. Thank you, Tim. For everyone that is in favor, please type in the name of your school and your name if you're in favor.
Actually, I have a poll for that. Let me launch it.
Oh, yay. We have a poll. That's even better.
All right, here we go. I'm launching the poll. Sorry, I was watching the chat.
So if you want to say yes, you just click on yes.
There we go.
And if you want to say no, you just click on the no and abstain, click on the abstain. We'll give that one more minute to be able to get everybody to get their vote in. I think we are there. Yes, Mary? It looks like it. So it was 63 votes for yes, 0 for no, and 4 for abstain. So we'll end the poll. Okay, wonderful. Next on our agenda is public comment. If you'd like to provide public comment, if you could please type your name in the chat and put public comment, and then I'll call on you. Anyone interested in providing public comment? I am not seeing anyone interested in public comment, so that we will move on to production.
Oh, we have two actually in the chat. Stephanie Rico, public comment.
Sorry, I missed that. Thank you for seeing that.
Certainly.
Stephanie, could you please unmute yourself and provide your public comment?
Sure. Thank you for having me. I'm new to DAC, and I don't really, I understand this is the Advisory Council for Compensatory Education Program. So I am part the chair of the SSC at the San Diego High School. And there are just several things that I would be interested in how I bring to the district's attention. One is the science curriculum that is not available that matches the district adopted NGSS curriculum. I'm concerned about that in terms of students' educational attainment. The end of course exam for honors chemistry, that it also is not in alignment. And then my finally thing is I am watching what the district is doing with many of their, what the kind of changes, for example, moving to standards-based grading, super supportive of that, but how can we get time for the PLCs needed to make that actually successful? So I just wanted to put that in public comment. Not sure exactly where to go with that, but I did want to actually put that out there for this body.
Okay. not exactly sure where to go with that either, Stephanie. So I'm going to hand that off to Mary and Tom so that they can respond.
Hello, good evening, everybody. This is Tom Liberto. I'm the Director of Financial Planning, Monitoring, and Accountability. So it's a very interesting question, and not to start a back and forth, because that's not kind of what this time is for, but I would suggest if you've not spoken to the principal, doing that, making sure that at the site level, the concern is known. And then if you're not getting satisfaction there, there's always, escalating that up to an area superintendent or the quality assurance. Definitely mentioning something here so that it gets in the record. People that aren't in attendance tonight that have those types of abilities to make those decisions and make those things happen, do monitor these things. And obviously I will mention what was mentioned tonight to the right people. I think you're off to the right start, but going back, if you've not spoken to the principal, and I don't need to know tonight if you have or haven't, but that would be the very first step, and then escalate it from that point on.
Okay. Thank you. And we have another individual, actually Valentina, that has public comment as well. Valentina, could you please unmute yourself and say your public comment?
First of all, I want to thank everybody for logging on and being part of the deck. It's very important that you listen to all the good information in the deck, because you won't get it anywhere else, and bring it back to your SSC. Also, well, there's still students that are having problems getting hotspots or internet connections. And you also can't assume that the little ones and special ed children know how to go into the right links at the right times. So that could be a concern. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Valentina. I appreciate that. Oh, my son was coming in. Got a kiss on. Okay, so next on the agenda is introductions, and I'm actually going to let Mary do the introductions because she can see who all is on the meeting. There's so many of you, which is so amazing. We're at 100 right now of people that are on that have joined the meeting. So I'm going to let Mary do the introductions, though, for the district folks.
Sure, no problem. Thank you. I'm Mary Johnson. I am the program manager for private school services. We have Tom Liberto, who is the director of, now you'll have to make sure I say it correctly, our brand new official name, Strategic Planning for Student Achievement. We have Blanca Sacedo, our key team member who makes everything happen for us. Thank you. Also Strategic Planning for Student Achievement. We have, now I'm trying to remember because I can't really see everybody's face right now. In fact, I might have to rely on our team to speak up if I miss you. I apologize. I believe I saw Dario Gutierrez, who is one of our resource teachers for Area 1. I believe I saw Adriana Rivas-Pizeva for Area 4. And I apologize if I butchered your last name. I will work on it. I saw Fred Hilgers, who is high schools. Sherry Coco Bazemore, who is one of our key team members as well. And if I missed you at this point, please do speak up. Oh, I saw Noemi Viegas, who is one of our presenters tonight. Pamela King as well, the program manager, family engagement. And now if I missed anyone, please do speak up now.
Erin Easter is here for Area 3 and 5.
Thank you, Erin.
And Teresa Laskowski,
there she
family
is.
Engagement. Yeah. Did you call out Pam, Mary, by any chance?
I did.
Okay, Pam, I'll let her say hello.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Teresa.
Hi, thank you so much, all of you, for being here. And so next on our agenda, we have the approval of the minutes from last meeting, which was October 21. Again, these are all available. If you click on the agenda, in the agenda, the links for the meeting minutes are there. And I bet Mary's
open it right now.
If you haven't reviewed them, if you could take a moment to review the minutes. If you have reviewed them, again, we'll need a first and a second, and we'll be able to vote, and we'll do a poll for the vote again on this one, too. Okay, do I have a, a first and a second for the meeting minutes?
We got a first from Point Loma High to approve the minutes as written, and a second from Marston.
Wonderful. Any discussion on the minutes? Susie, I'm going to rely on you, if you don't mind, to tell me if I'm missing something, because I likely will. Okay.
You got it.
Yeah, it looks like we're good. And if we could put the poll up, Mary, when you get...
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry. But do...
All right, thank you for the reminder. There we go. Thank you. Looks like 59 of 92 people are voting. We're still working through it.
Mary, can you please also account for myself and Debbie, because we cannot vote in the poll?
Yes, how would you like to vote?
Yay.
Thank you, okay. What do you think, Debbie? You ready?
Yeah, sorry, but I was on mute.
Okay, here we go. I'll share.
We had 65 yeses and 8 abstentions and 0 noes. So thank you all for voting. Next on our agenda is, it is that time of year again to vote for the different offices for the District Advisory Council, and the positions that we're going to be voting on this evening are for chair, first vice chair, and second vice chair. And we have a couple people that have volunteered to serve in all three of those capacities. And so tonight what we're going to do is that we need to have an... Remind me, Susie and Mary, do we have people that are going to count votes?
You know, thank you for asking, and thank you to those who volunteered. We are going to actually launch a poll, so it's pretty straightforward.
Oh, okay.
Zoom, there's not much to do.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, though, for volunteering.
Absolutely. So what we will do is, when the poll goes up, we will be able to vote for chair, first vice chair, and second vice chair. Mary, remind me, last meeting, was it the time to do the bios, or those were sent out in the...
Yeah, so thanks. So I sent the biographies out to everyone who's on the mailing list, and to confirm, because I'm watching some notes come through right now about people who really worked hard to get into this meeting, thank you, but might not have received a link. If you didn't receive a link, it's most probably because we do not have an SSC roster on hand that has either been turned in, or it's been turned in, but we aren't able to approve it yet in its current form. So the next question then is, well, how do you know if you can vote or not, right? If you vote, we're not going to turn away any votes. I don't want anyone to miss that opportunity. What we'll end up having to do after the meeting is cross-reference the votes against the roster that we have on hand and who's logged in. So it's going to be, there's going to be a little labor to it. So if you'll be patient with us on that, but we'll reconcile everything after the meeting. So we'll accept the votes for everyone who's here now, and we'll do it via a poll, just like we did for the agenda in the minutes.
All right, so the bios, like you said, were sent out to everyone. Yes. Had the opportunity to review them. You'll see on when the poll comes up how you'll be able to... Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I also have them here. Let me post that in the link in the chat as well. And I don't know if Ablanka, do you think you could put them up pretty quickly too? We could have it up for just a few minutes while I find the chat again. Here we go. Okay, I just posted the link to the board docs where the bios that were mailed out are located. And I can actually navigate there too. Want me to do that? I can do that, Blanca. Okay. We're a smooth running machine here. I actually think that we definitely have improved over each of the meetings.
Mary, while we are having this process, we did have someone ask about the people who are representing two schools.
Two votes? Is that the question?
Yes. So they're only getting the opportunity to answer one poll.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So I didn't consciously limit that. It should identify you, but tell you what, if you're in that position, send me a note via chat and I will make sure that you get that credit. Let's see. I'm not sure.
I think we do have a few people that are representing two schools. I know of at least three.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So here, this could, if you open the link, you probably have a better shot at really getting access to the biographies. Obviously, this we're going to have to scroll up and down, and then you'll have both languages too. But here you can see for the office of chair right now.
So for the office of chair, we have Jeff, who skipped a year with us, but was with us a couple years ago. We have Valentina, who has been serving as the second vice chair, and Crystal Troll, as well. And then for the office of the first vice chair, we also have Valentina Hernandez and Crystal Troll for that seat. And then for the second vice chair, we have Peter Diaz, Debbie Hamilton, and Valentina as well. So when you get the poll, you'll be voting for three different positions, just to make that clear.
Yes. So let me know when you would like me to post.
We do have a slight, just a note.
Jeff. Jeff was on military orders, so he didn't just take a vacation. He was gone because he was required to be gone for us.
Debbie, this is Tom Liberto. I missed what Jeff served as when he was here the year before last. What position?
He was first vice chair.
First vice chair. Okay, thank you.
Yes, of course. So do you think we're ready for the poll, Mary, Susie? I think we're ready for it.
I'll launch it.
You know what, I'm going to have to send you mine to Mary because Susie is right. I cannot vote either.
So I'll send you mine in the chat as well, Mary. I believe we did have a question as to whether or not you'd be voting for all three positions at the same time. But as you all can see, you have the ability to scroll from the chair next to the first vice chair next to the second vice chair.
So we'll give that. I lost the poll. Where did it go? Okay.
We're at 61% right now.
Okay. Give it another minute, you think? Is it still going? Because I can't see it now.
I don't know. It's still going. We're still at 66%. So if you, there, we got a couple more now.
In chat, a few people asked to scroll down so they could see the bios for the vice chair and positions.
Thank you, Jeff. I missed that.
We're at 74% now.
Ooh, we're getting good. We're getting close. We're
getting close. Let's see if I can put this so you can see. Yeah. 78.
Move it up all the way so we can see the last one, please.
Sure.
And I don't know why they crossed out a section on mine.
Oh, Valentina, I crossed that out because I didn't receive a biography.
I know. And by the way, my son is a sophomore.
I couldn't confirm that it was current. I tried to make it as current as possible without
it. I sent it today, but it was too late.
Right, it was too late. We are at 81.
Should we?
We can close it. We are at 82%. We've been doing it for almost 4 minutes, so you can call it. Yeah,
I think we're going to call it.
All right.
And I can't see it, Mary. Would you mind just?
I'm going to share the results now. I'll just hit share.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
So let me see if I can make this bigger so I can all be it. There we go. Okay.
So Jeff, congratulations. Crystal Troll, congratulations. And congratulations, Debbie Hamilton. So we will be serving for the 2021 school year. It all goes by so fast. Okay. Next on our agenda is-
Excuse me. How are you gonna know if they were the official representatives that voted or not?
We'll have to confirm it after Mary goes through. And if the vote is even legit. Correct. We'll have to confirm everything after Mary goes through the attendance.
So we can call this the preliminary results.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. This is preliminary results. Absolutely.
So awaiting certification.
Next on our agenda is Pam King with Family Engagement News.
Thank you. I don't know if I've been made co-host so I can share my screen.
You are.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I'm going to put in present mode. Perfect. All right. Good evening, everyone. It should be loading. I'm sorry. I have my hotspot. It just take a minute. Okay. I'll say good evening. It's an honor to be with you this evening to share with you updates from the Family Engagement Department. There it is. Thank you. Okay. So I always like to start off with our belief because it doesn't make a difference whether we're on site or online. We still believe that families and schools are trusted partners and share the responsibility of educating our children. And so what I love about our vision is actually grounded in equity because we empower and inspire all stakeholders, as parents, as caregivers, administration, there's teachers, there's community partners, anyone who has a role in that child's life are real partners in education by creating and maintaining that unity in order to strengthen the home-school relationship. And we know that they increase student achievement. And so that also is recognized annually on November 19th, which is tomorrow. This is National Parent Involvement Day. The San Diego Unified Council of PTAs in the San Diego Unified School District recognized that partnership last Tuesday on the 10th. And it's to honor and highlight the contributions of our caregivers, of our families, they provide to their student success. And we know that parent involvement impacts student achievement. And the research actually shows in order for a child to reach achievement, academic achievement, parents must be involved and participate in the educational process. Now, the more parents are involved, the more students are likely to become not only productive members of society, but they excel academically. So within our district, although this is a National Parent Involvement Day celebration that's done annually, we recognize the contributions and we appreciate you parents every single day. So we thank you. And then I wanted to provide you with some latest updates. Currently we have the parent teacher conferences going on and they will continue this week as well as Monday when we return from Thanksgiving break. Additionally, I just need to move my bar, sorry. They have the food. Sorry, they still have the 81 distribution sites serving Monday through Friday, 12 to 2. But they also have boxes available. I can put that, I'll put that information in the chat for you. They actually have boxes available at specific locations from the food bank. So you have you have shoppable items, you have produce. It's a first come, first serve basis. So they encourage families to arrive early. Next week, although we're gonna be on Thanksgiving break, they'll be providing lunches on the 23rd and the 24th. And here you can see on the 23rd, students, each child will receive 5 meals. And on the 24th, they'll receive 6 meals. And then they'll be closed for the remainder of the week for the Thanksgiving break, but they'll resume at all 81 locations on Monday when we return on the 30th. And so another item I want to share with you is that we have our family engagement website, and I hope that it goes to it because I didn't get a chance to show you last time, but we did some upgrades. And on this website, what we have here is the online learning. And so when you just hover over that, you can see everything that the district offers. If you need technology support, if you need the parent learning menus that have those recorded, pre-recorded workshops, they're no more than 5 to 10 minutes, but just little snippets on wellness, mindfulness, technology support, academic support, they're on the parent learning menu. Also, as I said, technology support, the hotspots you have in connectivity issues, to find the food for my child, what I'm going to share with you in the chat with the links, you can find it here too. The new learning continuity plan that's in lieu of the LCAP. And then we have parents as partner sessions. So we have some responses. Then again, we have our family engagement team. If you click here, you want to speak with a live person. It has the office hours. We add a new component, which we have the family engagement online workshops. So any workshops that we're offering the following week, we'll have it on our website. So if you were to click on that, you can go here. And so we just had some Zoom presentations this past week on parent conferences. And then the prior week, we had a series on internet safety. And so if you scroll down, have the workshops here for you, even if you need help creating a Gmail. Then I wanna show you another aspect that we have that's really super fun. We have a family fun factory. And these are little activities that you can engage in at home with your child. Let me go back here. And so we have, it's thematic, meaning every month we have a different topic. So each week they have resources for you. So I'm just gonna take you through one because is super fun. And this is in lieu of the events that we have, the culture events. So for this week, this is week 3. So I go to November. And then when I go to November, they'll give me a list of weeks that I could pick from week 1, week 2, week 3, talks about the different holidays. And then they have activities that you can actually do at home. So here it is. So it has the week 1, the week 2, and for week 3, I'm just gonna click on it so I can show it to you. I'm so excited. Let's see, I can share my sound. So I'll just go through it. And then once you click on it, you can hear the different aspects of it. But we have every week, like we have the Parent Involvement Day celebration, that's this week. And then we have one of our parents, our very own parents, who gave tips for online learning. And then you can play the video. Although she's speaking in Spanish, you can hear it in other subtitles. And these are the directions. And then we have another fun activity that you could do with your child at home. The beautiful thing about this Family Fun Factory is that if you click on the sound, you'll hear our very own Joanna Morena Perez from our Family Engagement Department. She'll guide you through. So she actually guides you through each one of the activities. And then so we have read alouds on there. I mean, we just have a wealth of different things. And each week the activities are different. For week 2, just an example, I just want to share, if I may, just quickly, and I'll be done shortly. So like week 2, it had other activities and holidays that were celebrated. And so I'll be able to go this way.
This week's holidays and celebrations are Veterans Day and Kindness Day. Veterans Day lands on November. This week's reading is from a book called Be Kind by Pat DeLoe Miller and illustrated by Jen Hill. Activities: spread kindness. What makes somebody kind? How can you be kind?
So those are different activities that we have available on our website. And then if you go to the events calendar, you'll see all the events that we have, the time that they are scheduled, and then the Zoom information and a description about those events. So if you're to go here and you want to know, what's the upcoming event? How can I get more information about it? Well, we have that right on our events calendar. Even a DAC meeting tonight is on our events calendar, so everyone's aware and they're able to participate. So we have the different items that are listed here, and you can have a blurb about each one of those. So one, I would like to encourage you to navigate our website, look at the things that we have offered, and we still have the culture events, information about volunteers, everything readily available to support you in that manner. And so I'm gonna go back this way. I should be able to get back to my presentation. And I wanted to provide you with some additional updates from upcoming events. So as this is loading, we have upcoming events. It closed down. I don't know why it closed down on me. We have other upcoming events that are coming up, which are the, I'm gonna stop sharing now. I'm just gonna share it with you. We have some workshops that are coming up. So, and Madeline, Ms. Leventon is here. Now that I don't have my screen up, I may need you to support me on this. So she has a math workshop coming up. Madeline is, and that math workshop is on the 3rd, December 3rd, am I correct? Okay, December the 3rd, 5:15 to 6:30. It's for elementary, talking about word problems. So those high impact home strategies. Then she has another on December the 7th, literacy strategies, asking questions, 5:15 to 6:30. We have our parents as partners, where you get to give your input, you get to talk about a specific topic. We're working on that now, taking a feedback from our families, but it's going to be beautiful. So that's gonna be on the 9th, 5:30 to 6:45. And then we have Project Ujima. It's from a cultural perspective. That's on December the 10th, 5:30 to 6:30. Everything that I'm saying is actually on our website. And so I have the links here. I'm going to hit enter, and all of those links should be popping up for the family engagement. And I just thank you for giving me your time. Thank you.
Pam, I think you are my favorite presenter every month because you are so engaged with everything that's going on, and you are so energized. And sometimes being on a call, especially on a Zoom call, you don't feel so engaged, and you do it for us. And I just really, very much appreciated, because it's, you know, we know it's tough for us. It's certainly tough for our kids to do things online and to feel engaged. And if teachers and everybody in the district has half the energy you got, we're doing okay. So yeah,
I thank you. And I want to recognize Ms. Leventhal. That's a part of my team. I got the energy of my team behind me. And I have to say this, she probably doesn't want me to, and my boss, Teresa Laskowski. So it's that's that family engagement team. We love you. We just can't do it without all of you, but thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you too. And I will say that my husband tells everybody when he's trying to do something nice for people, my wife won't let me come home unless I do 25 nice things for people. And I say, that's right. You better not come home unless you're nice. So that's the way to do it. You know, just teach our kids to do that too. We have a much better world. So thank you again so much. So I'm really excited. Tonight we have a presentation about the California Healthy Kids Survey. And I'm always so happy too. And we have Naomi Villegas to present. And so she is up next, and she's going to tell us about the California Healthy Kids Survey. And probably going to share her screen, I'm guessing.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to pull it up. So give me just 1 second. Can you see my screen? Go.
Yep, sure can.
Awesome. Okay. All righty. So, hi, families. Thank you so much for inviting me. I am definitely not as animated as Ms. King. She definitely takes the prize. She's just an amazing person, human being, and you can see it through her presentations. So thank you, Pam, and the family engagement team. Today, I'm going to be giving you more of an update of where we are with the California Healthy Kids Survey. We have a lot of information to share tonight, so I'm going to try to be as brief as possible and then give you some resources. So for the presentation today, yes, I will talk about the California Healthy Kids Survey, but I also want to speak about when I was planning with the team. We talked about relevancy of the survey and why is this survey important. And we also thought about what are the current efforts that our district is doing to continue to promote positive school climate, especially if we're thinking online. Debbie, you talked about, like, how do we keep people engaged online in these little boxes, right? So
yeah, we knew, really
yeah, very difficult. So we knew from the beginning of the closures that it was crucial for our students and staff to feel a sense of connectiveness to their community and also to enhance student well-being. We know that creating and maintaining positive relationships with our kids is always going to be first and foremost. So that was our focus since the beginning of the closures. Today, related to that goal, I am going to be talking to you about an update on the Healthy Kids Survey. As you can imagine, the closure has delayed a lot of our processes, right? The next thing I want to talk to you about is the student connectivity and the efforts that we are doing to connect students. And then at the end, I want to give you some resources, and I want to get your feedback, because as Pam said, we are trying to figure out what are our communities needing and how can we provide it. So I'm going to ask for your feedback at the end. So I'm going to start with an update for the survey. So the survey that was done last year was interrupted by the school closures. And then when the school closures happened, our results also got stalled. So we are in receipt of the 2019-2020 results. Once I receive those, we're gonna give them to our administrators. We typically provide those to our administrators and at our school sites first, and then we provide them widely to our community. So we should have those up and running, ready for sharing, the ones that are available at least before the winter break. The results from the surveys will continue to be used to improve school climate efforts. So student connectivity, social emotional learning, all of those supports that we want to provide so that our students feel engaged, supported, connected, especially under COVID. The other thing that we're very excited, I was sharing with Susie, is Susie has been giving us a lot of feedback in the district about the results of the surveys and how we can see these results in trend data. So we are working with WestEd to be able to have trend data dashboards that are going to also be available for our schools. We hope to share all of that data before we leave for winter break. So you should be expecting some updates there. Our schools continue to work really hard. I saw some of our principals, Precious, is here, some of our other leaders, to maximize connection with kids and to make sure that every single student in our system is connecting. So today I want to talk to you briefly about those efforts. So our goal continues to be every teacher has a device and all students have a device to participate in their learning. Ms. King spoke about some of the resources available. Valentina mentioned, what if student needs hotspots? So I will share that a little bit later. If anybody that you know is in need of those supports, we want to make sure every child has a computer in their laptop, like in their home right now. And I am part of the team that ensures that we send laptops to whatever they need to be sent so that our students can participate. The second one is that our teachers have necessary resources and that we eliminate any barriers for learning, providing our students connectivity. So those are and continue to be our focus throughout this pandemic. A lot of efforts have been put in place and there are links to this. I know Mary will be sharing this presentation with you. So there's a link here for the back to school guide that was provided by our superintendent's office. And then, so my work, the work that I'm committed to do with your students is to make sure that all of our students have access to learning. When we think about our homeless families, our foster families, our refugee families, when we think about who's connecting online in their classrooms, we see that the students that are not connecting are the students in these groups. So we needed to do something about it. And throughout the summer, we were planning for student connectivity teams. And these are the different levels of support that we have done to engage with our students. So at the classroom level, we definitely want to leverage the connection between teachers and students, between peers. Then at the site level, really thinking about what are some supports that the counselor, the nurse, psychologist, other folks in the school can provide for students to connect. At the district level, how do we activate our system to be able to support our students? And so that has been more of our process. We have been looking at data, trying to make this collective responsibility for connecting with our kids. And so many of our principals can tell you today, they keep data for every single student that's not connecting. And we have done a really amazing job at connecting with all of our students. Our attendance rate, I was sharing with Susie and Debbie, our attendance rate is pretty high for a district our size. We are at 91 to 94% of student attendance every single day. And that is an amazing number for a district our size. So we are very proud of those efforts. And it takes all of us, you and us, working together. But with that big responsibility also comes a lot of stress, right? So you as a parent may be stressed at home trying to get into all these Zoom links and ensuring that your child is having access to things and that the Wi-Fi is working. So we recognize in Integrated Youth Services that your well-being and the well-being of your family is also very important. So we have been working on providing families with wellness resources, supports at home, things that can help them cope. And there's a link here. So when you get the presentation, you'll click on this image and it'll take you to a full presentation with a lot of really awesome resources that our team has put together for you. This one is going to be the place where I want to gather your input and we want your feedback. So here, there's a survey here and I'm gonna exit my screen and just go back to this so we can show you. So when you click on that, I would ask you today, if you can please fill this out. This is gonna give us information about maybe some resources that you may need for your families and for your students. Many of the families that we have been connecting with, they're saying, well, I really don't know what to do anymore. I'm losing it. Like, I don't have any skills. Like, I don't feel well myself. My mental health is depleting. Who do I talk to? Please help me. So many of the families that we are connecting with are giving us that feedback. So I wanted to bring in this survey today to you so that you can tell us what you need. And I can bring back those resources with Pam to this team, make presentations, give you some information, anything that you need. Our team is here to help. So that's one piece. The other resource I wanted you to have is this this number. So if you need Wi-Fi, if you need internet access, this is a number that you can call right here, 619-260-2416. Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 8 to 12, we are there. We're gonna help you. If nobody gets back to you, I'm gonna give you my email. I want you to contact me. There's no reason why a child shouldn't be online because we have a whole district focused on making sure that every single student has access. If our families need technical support, I think Pam provided these numbers as well. And then the last thing I'll say in this context is that you matter. If you haven't heard that this week or today or lately, I want you to know that everything that you do matters. We can and will change the world. We can impact every single life that we have contact with. Being at home with your children or the person that you talked to today, you can change somebody's life, especially during this pandemic. We are in it together. And it sounds like a cliche, and you know, we keep saying that, but really it takes a community to keep us all healthy and well. And that goes for our children, our students, our youth, but that also goes for our families, our leaders, our teachers, our amazing teachers that are connecting with our students every single day. So I wanna give kudos to our counselors and our nurses and all of the health professionals that are constantly supporting students. And I wanna tell you that you make a difference and I am appreciative of you. And my email is there if you have any questions, if you need any support, you can connect with me. I am going to put my email in the chat so that you can have access to anything that I can support you with. Our office is Integrated Youth Services and we work very closely with Ms. Pam and Teresa and Marilyn and the whole team to make sure that we are of service to you. So thank you so much for inviting me today. I will come back to give you the results of the surveys once those are posted. But I thank you so much for being here today.
So we had a couple questions, Naomi. The first one was, is the survey distributed at the school sites? And Susie was kind enough to answer that when that comes up, the school sites do push it out to the parents. A good idea would be to ask the principal when that's going to happen. Typically, if you're on the school site council, then you probably know when that is because that's usually part of the meetings. They'll talk about that. But if it doesn't come up, that's something definitely that would be good to ask the principal when they expect that to come out. And then there was one other question about if you have multiple children at the same school, it looks like it's that is set up, the feedback is set up for one child. What if, you know, you have multiple kids, are you able to, I guess, answer it multiple times or?
Okay. I can quickly answer both of those.
Thank you.
I will put also on the chat the link. We do have a website where you can find all of the surveys that are posted and given to our sites. We post those, all of those we make in public, and we post them on our website. So I will put the link there so that you can see some of the surveys that exist for your school, for students, for staff, and for families. So you can have access to that. The other question about how many surveys you complete per person, the surveys are given to fifth graders. So if you have a fifth grader, that student is going to get the survey. If you have a fourth grader, fourth graders don't take it. So if you have multiple children in elementary schools, only your fifth grader is encouraged to take it. And then in middle school is seventh graders. And in high school is 9th and 10th graders. So those are the grades where we take the survey. And I am going to put all of that information in the chat so that I don't take more time and you can go back to your families faster. So thank you so much for the questions, and I appreciate them. I'll put some information in the chat.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. And thank you for taking the time out to and with our executive team meeting too, to give us a sort of a pre-presentation. We appreciate that as well. Next up is Thomas Liberto, who is the director, I almost made him president, director of strategic planning for student achievement. And he's gonna talk to us about the Title I budget updates.
Thank you, Debbie, and I definitely do not want to be president. So
I bet you don't.
Appreciate you keeping catching yourself there. This is a process that we go through every year, hopefully, and I'm going to share what the central office Title I budget. You know, this whole DAC, the District Advisory Council, is an advisory council to the compensatory education, which is really federal dollars, and the biggest allotment that we get is Title I. And so Title I, just at a very high level, is a support to a school district for the most needy students. And the way that we designate that in our district is through the free and reduced lunch application. So the amount of children that qualify for a free and reduced lunch, that's how we determine the poverty level and the highest need. And so that's how we designate all Title I dollars to school sites, but it also has a lot to do with how much we qualify for as a district. Now, there is no real requirement for a district to allocate those dollars to school sites. What I mean by that is the dollars are given to the school district to help support schools that have these students in them. We as a district for a long time, I mean, I've been in the district, believe it or not, since the early 80s. And as long as I've been with the district, our district has decided to give a portion of those dollars directly to the school sites. And we're gonna get into that in a moment, but a school has to have 40% or more students that qualify for free and reduced lunch to be a part of the Title I program. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but it's really important to distinguish that there are two ways that a school district can do this. They can spend the money directly on the students from the district level, or they can do something called a school-wide program. We as a district have chosen to go with the school-wide program. So as long as the school has 40% or more of its students qualifying for free and reduced lunch, it is a site, and you can't see me, but I'm putting little quotes there, and those dollars can be spent on every child within that school. If we went the other route, then we would have to determine who's Title I and who's not, and that is not something that this district has done in a long, long time. Now, having shared all of that, there is also a process that the DAC
has, yeah, that's me.
Has historically been going through, where we look at balances for school sites. What I mean by that is, and I'm not sure if we can, Mary and or Blanca, if you could put up the spreadsheet. Thank you. If you could zoom in on the first line that says basic allocation to schools. And while she's doing that, this is the portion of the Title I dollars that we give directly to school sites. The DAC every year historically has been reviewing how much a school gets, what they've spent, and what the balances have been. We have deviated from that process this year solely because it has been such a outlying year. And when we, you know, the COVID hit last year, we were in around February when schools started to go out. We had no idea what the rest of the school year was going to look like. We didn't, quite honestly, even know what the beginning of this school year was going to look like. Schools stopped meeting. They did the very best that they could. But we found that the balances were extremely higher this past year than ever before. And so we didn't want to put that list out this year because it really, quite honestly, wasn't a fair process. Some schools did better than others, but by no fault of their own, a lot of schools had a lot of money on the table. It had functions to do with what they had allocated it in. Let's say a school had $60,000 in after-school tutoring. Well, how do you provide after-school tutoring if you're not on campus, correct? And if they didn't have the opportunity to re-meet, reallocate, and determine another way that they could spend those dollars, then that school site would look as though their balance was way larger than any year previously. So I tell you that to for those of you that have been around, we're not doing the review of the balances this year. However, we are doing the part about the central office Title I budget plan. And I tell you that first part so that you know there was a lot more to be carried over. It's not technically carryover, but if a school doesn't spend money at the end of the year, we re-pool that back into the Title I budget, and then it gets distributed back out for programs to support these schools. So looking at the spreadsheet now, the way that this is lined up is if you look in the upper left-hand corner, there's department numbers. You're either going to see sites or a central office department number. The department name is there, and something we started doing a few years ago was we put in little descriptions. So these by no means are full descriptions of what's happening with these dollars, but it gives you a little bit of an idea when you're perusing this on where these dollars are going. The next section is required reservation. What that means is when the federal government gives a school district dollars, there are certain areas that we do need to, are required to spend them. One of them that stands out the most is the $3.1 million for pupil transportation. That's an area that we don't have liberty in saying we're not going to spend those dollars. Same thing with the parent involvement. A certain percentage, I believe it's 10%, has to go to parent involvement for Title I. So if anything in that column is actually a requirement, I do want to look at private schools real quick. And we have Mary, who's been running the DAC from the district side. She's the program manager for private schools. I want to explain to you, because when I first got into this position, I looked and I said, why are we spending Title I dollars on private schools? Well, you can see that it's in the required column. If a child lives within the attendance boundaries of San Diego Unified School District and they qualify for Title I services, meaning they're at the level of where they would get a free and reduced lunch, the district is required to spend a portion of our Title I dollars on that child. So we have lots of private schools where students live in our boundaries and otherwise would be attending district schools, but they've chosen to go to a private school and we are bound by federal law to provide those services. So I, in case anybody saw that and was wondering why, like I did, why is private schools on there? That's the reasoning for that. If you look over into the right-hand column or a little bit further right, it's things that aren't required. And as I've already shared, those first two lines that are horizontal, basic allocations to schools and supplemental support, we're not required to give those dollars directly to the school sites, but we do so and have done so as a district for a long time so that they can locally decide how to spend those dollars based on their population and the needs of the school. And same thing going down. One thing I want to point out is you might see multiple or a department listed on multiple lines. For the most part, what that is it's separating for you what we're spending on FTEs, full-time equivalency, meaning people or positions, and then non-personnel costs. And we thought it was very important to separate that out so that you can see that. I'll use our department as an example. Our department number is 5526. We're on there three times. The first one is for the monitoring of Title I spending. And if you look at the last word, it says personnel. You look at the line just below it and it'll say program support, like training, supplies. So when you look over to the right, we have 6.25 full-time equivalent positions. For example, our resource teachers, we have one per area, but they're not paid 100% out of Title I. It's a 75% Title I, 25% out of the general fund, because they do some functions that aren't directly connected to Title I. But we spend just under or just over 900,000 on the positions in that department. Whereas if you look the next line down, for us to operate and supplies and the training we provide, so on and so forth, $62,655. And then the last line is directly related, the last line for our department, directly related to the DAC. Those of you that have been around for a while know that we normally meet down at the Ballard Center, and we have treats, we have equipment, we have copies that we have to run. So all of those things that are directly related to DAC come out of there. And then obviously to the far right is the total. So I do not want to bore you or insult you by going line by line, but maybe we can give a minute or two for you to look through. And again, the summaries give a fairly good description of what is happening. And then when you look down at the undesignated, we still have a little over $3 million. Again, the carryover from school sites due to COVID and the closures and certain schools not being able to spend as much as they normally would, our carryover was a little over $3 million. And so we can still distribute that out to needs this year. So again, Debbie, I don't know if we want to give a couple of minutes for people, if they've had time while I'm doing this presentation, to look and develop any questions, but I can answer whatever I can. And then we kind of have some a charge to the DAC reps to go back to their SSC with something, which is what I want to close with. But Debbie, I want your opinion on where you think we should go with this.
Yeah, let's take a few questions. If you're interested in asking a question to Tom, please type in the chat your name and just say, I want to ask a question so that I can call on you, so that we don't have three or four people at the same time trying to ask a question. So Keith is asking, let's see, 7% of Title I money goes to admin expenses is a question. And if we could share the budget spreadsheet, if that's possible, if you could maybe put, I don't know if it's a preliminary one or if it's a final one, but if it could be shared in the chat, that would be great.
It's also available on board docs on the agenda.
That's right. Thank
you. And we have a question from Kayleen. Debbie, do you want to ask Kayleen to unmute herself?
Yes. Kayleen, do you want to go ahead and unmute?
And I'm so sorry about that. I'm just sorry to go a little off topic, but do we have any idea again on when the kids are going back to school?
I can address some of that. We're moving into phase two where I don't know the exact timeline on that, but there is a phase that's coming up. The district recently just did the state of the district address. They also made the announcement about they want to come back as soon as possible, but obviously being very, very safe. So they're moving into the phases where students will come, you know, by appointment only and start to get a little bit more direct instruction. I want to go back to that first question also, the 7%. I'm not sure where whomever asked that question saw that.
Keith, you're certainly welcome to unmute if you'd like to provide more clarification on that.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the numbers, the personnel and so forth, and that came to just roughly $1 million divided by the 15 million. So, I mean, I understand some of that is probably required by the strings attached to Title I dollars. And as a percentage, maybe it's a really good number. I just wondered, how are we spending that $1 million?
So we actually receive around $30 million per year from the federal government. And this number is going to be reflected quite higher than that because of the carryover that I tried to explain from the year before. However, Keith, if 7% is what you figured out, I think that's great. We are actually allowed by the federal government to spend 15% on administrative costs. So if we're doing 7, we actually are doing a lot better than that. But with any program, you need people to administrate it. So you need, for a small example, schools finish their school plan for student achievement plans about a month ago, a month and a half ago. I'm not sure where that's coming from, if you all can still hear me. But we have our team of resource teachers who go through those with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that their sites are spending money on things that are allowable so that we don't come back later and have to, for lack of a better term, repay those dollars to the federal government because it wasn't an appropriate use. So again, we are allowed to spend up to 15%. And I was just curious where you got the numbers because I didn't know that that was on here, but I think we actually are somewhere between the 8% and 10% range. So as a district, I believe that we're actually doing pretty well on administrative costs.
Yeah, you're right in line with Rady's Children's Hospital. So that's really a good number if it's accurate. Well done.
Thank you.
And Debbie, we have a question from Jeanette Moore. Jeanette, if you want to go ahead and unmute.
Thank you. Mr. Liberto, the one question that I had is, when will you all be making the determination this year as we get to the end of the year and we start looking at what funds are still available for appropriate procurements, when you'll make the determination that you actually won't accrue encumbered funds from this fiscal year into the next fiscal year if we haven't actually paid them out? For example, we had some money swept last year on an approved expense, but because of COVID, the technology wasn't going to get to us in time from China. So those, in the end, that money was said that it couldn't be spent and the money was put back into the pool because we weren't going to be accruing over. So when this year will you guys be making that determination? Because I don't want to put our site in jeopardy again of losing very important equipment for our students, because that was something that was determined at the end of the year. We just want to make sure as we're going through and looking at how we're going to purchase things to support the SPSA, that we do it in enough time, especially with the state of the world as it is. Things are probably just gonna start getting worse.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great question. And obviously it was no secret that last year was really not a fun year for anyone. I mean, we tried to do the best we could to make sure that the monies were spent appropriately, but we were having delays and we were, you know, a lot of things did not go as how we would have liked to plan. So I guess my answer to your question is how we have done it in years past. The timeline will be very much the same. Spending deadlines will be advertised soon, and normally they start in April, go into May. But as far as the accrual, Title I is a little bit more flexible. Now, I hesitate to say this because I don't want sites to say, oh, Mr. Liberto said we can carry Title I over and pay for other things. But in certain cases, if we are not going to receive something by the deadline to be able to use this year's dollars, those monies do go over into the central pot and we can kind of stave those away to pay for things like that. So I think last year was a very fast moving things hit us by surprise and there was probably some mistakes made and things that were out of our control. But I think we'll have a much better handle on this year, and I think it's going to be a lot easier and more in line with how we've followed the timelines before. So for your side, I would be looking in January as the spending deadlines start to come out, and we can make sure that we avoid those types of situations again this year.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sure, but that's a great segue. I'm sure my time is almost up, Debbie. That's a great segue into what I think I would like to ask all of the DAC reps to do. As you go back to your principal, to your SSC, we certainly want to avoid this current school year, what happened last year. Again, it was no one's fault. Nobody knew we were going to go out February, March. Nobody knew that we had to shift all those monies, and it just kind of caught us off guard. But now that we know what it was like last year, we want to make sure that you're working with your SSC. So in the event you budgeted your money at your school site, your Title I dollars, for, let's use the same example, after school tutoring, thinking that we would be back in school now, but we're not, and the after school tutoring isn't happening, I would really like to request that each SSC looks at their budget now and says, well, yeah, we had this plan, but that's obviously not going to pan out. So maybe we should take these dollars and move them into something different so that we can get, you know, something for those dollars. And then at the end of this year, we're not in a situation where our carryovers are as high as they were for last year. So if we could just ask, we'll be communicating to principals along the same line that they need to start looking at that. But sometimes the DAC chair or even the DAC reps, the SSC chairs, have a little bit more influence, if you will. So if you would most definitely mention that to your SSC, that you need to review your budget now so that we can make adjustments before we find ourselves painted into that same corner that we were last year. With that, Debbie, thank you so much for the time. And as always—
Absolutely. There were a few more questions in the chat, and what we will do is get those questions to Tom and— Perfect. Him respond and get those answers to you. So just because of limited time, I appreciate so much you taking as many questions as you did, Tom.
Thank you.
So the next part of our agenda is looking at the district's parent and family engagement policy. And each of us do one of those with our school site council, but we also do one for the district. And this is the second read. I'm gonna ask Blanca to put it up just to show so you have a familiarity of what we're looking at. It's also, of course, available in board docs. And this again will be the second or third time that we've seen this. And we are to vote on this evening because it's the second read. And you know, every time that we've brought this to the DAC, you know, if you have any comments, concerns, questions, any language changes, anything like that, to email them in so that we could make sure that they were evaluated and added. So please, if you haven't already done that, like I said, today's the second read, so we're going to be voting on it this evening. I'm hoping that everybody had the opportunity to do that, though, already. So Blanca's just scrolling through this. We did this whole approval of going through this parent engagement policy, and then the state changed the way that it was configured, and a couple of the prompts to answer those questions. So some of it might look a little bit different than last year's. And there have been some updates to it. So hopefully, like I said, everybody had a chance to review it. And Mary put up the link to the board docs as well in the chat. So we will be voting on this, but we do need a first and a second. Am I correct on that, Susie? We still need a first and a second for. So if
yes,
I.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. If I can get a first and a second on this, and then there'll be a brief discussion, and then we'll put the poll up to vote on it.
We have a motion from Gage to approve as written.
Thank you.
And a second from Point Loma High School, or? I'm not sure. GLAMU, Beauty Star, Pleasant. I'm not sure what school you're from, so let me know what school you're from. Morse High School, please.
Morse, okay. Great, so we can, is there any discussion? And if you'd like to unmute yourself and if you have any comments, then please put that in the chat so I can call on you. I don't see any, so it looks like we can put the poll up. And again, yes, no, or abstain. Got about 76% of the folks that have voted so far. Looks like we're at 80%. We're almost at 100. But it looks like that's where we're gonna stop. So we got 66 yes, 3 no's, and 12 abstentions, so that passes on the second read. And then let's see here. For posting of attendance roster, the next on the agenda and audio recording, did you want to speak to that, Mary?
Actually, that is just for recording purposes.
Okay. That's easy then. So we have actually finished all of our business this evening, which is, oh my gosh, fantastic. We are going to adjourn at 7:54 if I don't hear anything else. And if you have not signed your name to the Google Doc, or you could not sign your name to the Google Doc to check yourself in as your attendance, please make sure you put that your name and your school in the chat prior to logging out. So again, I want to thank you so much for your attendance this evening, and I look forward to seeing you all next month. Thank you so much.
Mary?
Yes.
Until the last part, I double checked the chat and cross-referenced it with the Google Sheet, just so you know.
You rock. Thank you.
You but do I rock, Erin.
Not once you adjourned it and told people they needed to double check, I didn't get those.
Okay.
Okay, we still got them.
Yeah, names are still coming in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think I see some of them that already had put their names in. So it's possible that you already did
them, but you're right. Yeah. Yeah. I see like
Linda. Brio Elementary.
Mary, I think we can stop recording. Yeah. We can probably.